Welcome back on Sportsmanlike Conduct on 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com, and the Zone mobile app. He is the only college football recruiting analyst who made the lyrics of a Christmas karaoke song.
Wow, you're right.
Steve Wiltfong, who then was with 24/7. Now he's with On 3.
Did we call him Wilt Wrong back then, too?
You called him Wilt Wrong.
Okay.
I only suggested that in the very popular song, Silent Commit. Sung to the tune of Silent Night.
Yes.
That in one of the lyrics, it went, "Something's wrong," said Steve Wiltfong. Well, man. He has dropped what they are calling a thong bomb.
Nice. It doesn't totally rhyme, though. How do we feel about this? It should be a thong bomb. Again, thong bomb. It should be a thong bomb.
Well, but then that would be promoting, in some states, still illegal and still illegal, by the way, behavior, no matter what the lamestream dope-smoking media tells you.
That's a good point.
It is illegal to use the bong in Nebraska.
It is.
Unless you're sniffing Kool-Aid.
Well,
you like actual Kool-Aid.
John, you don't sniff in bongs.
You don't? See, no. I don't even know how you use them. As far as I know, they could be used as a suppository.
Yeah.
I don't know.
John thinks that bongs are for heroin, is what John thinks. But you're right. We can't say
marijuana,
that.
Heroin. What's the diff?
The U.S. government agrees with you. Thong bomb.
But he dropped a thong bomb for TJ Latif.
Nice. That's a quarterback.
Quarterback. He is apparently the most sought after quarterback on Nebraska's list for next season.
All right, you've watched his film. Break him down. What do you think of it?
I didn't watch his film.
Oh. You've watched his highlights.
No, I just wait for things like thong bong bombs to show up.
I just see the 4 stars and I think, must be good. That's how I approach it.
Yeah.
Must be good. He's a 4-star. Must be good.
I mean, Sean brings up a good point.
Callahan?
Woj bomb doesn't rhyme either. Why does it need to rhyme? Hey, I'm just asking for the thong bomb to be more accurate than the Woj bomb.
Yeah, what about the grumballs? Everyone loves the grumballs. They're asking for more. I will not be putting in a grumball about TJ Latif.
If Steve Wiltfong treated thong bombs like Woj treats Woj bombs, then
here we go.
Woj bomb would be, "Hey, Dylan Raiola signed with Nebraska." And it would have come out yesterday.
Nice.
There you go, though. A thong bomb.
He's a 4-star, so again, he must be good.
He must be good.
If you want to go a little bit deeper than he's a 4-star, some of the schools that have offered him, now I have no idea if any of these are committable offers. And Mike Schaefer disappeared on us this month, so I can't even ask
him.
He did.
He disappeared on us.
Arizona State, Boston College, I don't believe it. Cincinnati, Colorado, Florida State, Georgia, good.
Colorado? They don't recruit high school kids.
Great point. That has to be a non-committable offer.
Yeah.
Miami, Michigan State, Ole Miss, Oregon State, Penn State, San Diego State, Texas A&M. Oh, wow, Trev Alberts. Indiana's interested, but is not offered. What do they know? What do they know?
I don't know what they know.
Interesting. So that's TJ Latif. All right. Well, if you're going to put in a thong bomb, that's
I will be very curious now that Nebraska has a 5-star, presumably for the next 2 or 3 seasons.
You hope 3. That would be nice. Three. That would be successful.
How it is going to impact, because Chase pointed this out, others have pointed this out. There is another. Raiola.
Oh, him. Yeah.
Because you got little brother out there, too.
Tiny baby Raiola.
And so Nebraska might be set with quarterbacks for quite some time.
Yeah,
and so does a guy like Latif kind of get caught in a tweener spot? And so it does make the recruiting of quarterbacks right now for Nebraska. Listen, it's a challenge that you are more than happy to accept.
The good schools
it's
have to deal with this.
It's a problem you're more than happy to have.
Good schools have to deal with this all the time, right? Like Georgia. They can't stop. You can't stop recruiting quarterbacks. You always.
Well, we got our 5-star. We can't get another quarterback for 3 more years.
See, exactly.
You can't do that.
You always have to recruit. Hell, you know, the stats say that the quarterback room that they have right now will not be the same quarterback they have in 2 years.
That's true.
And obviously, forget about Harburg, but I'm talking about Kalen and I'm talking about Raiola. Like, the stats say one of those guys is going to leave. So, you always have to recruit, but the problem that you bring up, again, good problem, is just it's unique because we don't see it here. We haven't seen Nebraska have a five-star and then have to recruit again and then have to recruit the other Raiola brother in a couple of years. And it's like, yeah, so how do you deal with that? Oh, and by the way, you have a freshman and another freshman that are on your roster. Now, presuming that the season goes the way in which they would like it to, when we are talking in a year, Dylan Raiola will be a sophomore and Danny Kalen will be a redshirt freshman. And it's like, that's how that separation begins. But then again, that's suddenly when you're adding another player to the roster, including right. maybe this Mr. Lateef, and you go from there.
Well, now, just because it's a Fong bomb, which is hard to say now. I've said it many times.
You actually think it's difficult? Fong bong?
Yeah.
It is, because you want to say Fong bong, because that
right.
rhymes.
But then if I did, it'd be illegal.
What if we called it a Fom bomb?
Fom bomb.
It rhymes. It's easier.
You're changing his name to Steve Wilt Fom.
I just did, I think.
Jeez.
Sorry, Steve. Thank you, Steve. By the way, some messages coming in about bongs. A texter from the 402 writes, you can use a bong to smoke tobacco. It's not exclusive to Mary Jane. There you go, John. You didn't think about that, I bet, did you? You can smoke tobacco.
Well, that's not good either.
Dan says, could be a beer bong. Could be a beer bong.
I would just prefer to drink my beer out of a can.
Yeah, me too.
Or a cup or a bottle.
Yeah. Glass.
I don't want my beer swimming in there with your dirty bong water.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
filthy
that.
Filthy animals. Did you see this? Did you hear about this? You know, we're only 5-ish months away from another stellar Grum from our friends at Omaha Roncalli High School.
Oh my gosh.
Did you see who is number 5 on Major League Baseball's wins above replacement list so far this year?
Is it the guy from Roncalli?
Yes, the guy from Roncalli who has a name that's not the guy from Roncalli.
Does either of his names start with a P?
A P.
Does like the first or last name start with a P?
No.
Okay.
It's Alec Bohm.
Oh, man. P kind of is like a B. Good for Alec.
Alec Bohm of the Phillies has a WAR of 2, which is 5th best so far among all position players in Major League Baseball. So way to go.
That's awesome.
He's having a great bounce back.
Is he a friend of the Grum? I forget. Is he?
We've never had him on.
Mm. All right. Well,
but he's like a shirt tail cousin friend of the Grum.
I was going to say,
because
yeah.
we go to his high school and we do our show from just outside the field where he played ball.
Exactly. Oh man, that'll be fun to get back there.
It will be fun to get back there. Mookie Betts, by the way, leads the top 2 players. And shock me. Stop me if you've heard this. The top 2 players in WAR so far are Dodgers.
They're good, John.
Betts and then some other guy.
Didn't they win again last night?
Yes.
Yeah, they're awesome.
But yeah, congratulations, Alec Bohm. Great comeback season. Let's hope it continues for him. Because, you know, the old Philly fan, they were pretty hard on him for a while.
Were they?
Yeah, because he struggled a bit.
Oh, because it's a disgusting city?
No, it's a good city. There's good people there.
Okay. Corey writes, not at all believing that neither of you has taken a bong hit. I have not. I'm serious. John's never smoked weed. I have not taken a bong hit before. So, Joey?
Never.
Wow, we're a bunch of losers in here.
No, losers? No, we're a bunch of law-abiding citizens.
Happer, get back in here.
Decent, law-abiding American citizens. That's what we are.
Do we think Oddson has? Do we need to get Oddson in here? I almost would guess no.
I am very uncomfortable talking about this because I do not want anyone self-incriminating.
Okay.
Well, they should be able to plead the 5th, just like Mark Furman did.
Nice. YouTube user says, John, counting down to your Roncalli visit. By the way, maxpreps.com, they have 3 of their games, for some reason, already available. September 11th versus Douglas County West, and then another game versus Douglas County West. That can't seem real.
No, that's not right.
October 25th versus Louisville.
I think that
this is fake news.
I don't know if that's right, accurate
right.
or not.
All right. I just want to participate in all of the food this year. Remember last year I nibbled.
You know why? Maybe
I'm still running a marathon this year.
Maybe if you'd stop abusing your joints, you could join the rest of us.
Let's do it early in the football season.
We'll do it when we can do it.
I'll do it early in the season because that'll be far enough away where I'd feel okay with enjoying.
Just not September 6th.
Not September. Great point, Joey. We have football. Well, no, it's fine. We could do a little pregame for the NFL. But then we'd be like, watch the NFL tonight. Are you not going to watch that game, John?
I'll watch the game.
Are you going to protest?
But it's not like I'm going to spend my... It's not like I'm going to count down to it.
Okay. Watch the Packers beat the Eagles down in Brazil.
I will be rooting for the
Packers.
I can't sit here and say that I'm excited for that game.
What? Why not? Because it's football.
Don't you want to see
it's the NFL.
Don't you want to see what happens when both teams come out on the field wearing green?
Yes. They might get murdered.
That's only something you look forward to,
anything?
You sicko.
You're the one who's always like, I wish that the Dallas Cowboys got hit by a meteor. You always want meteors to hit the Cowboys. Why not the Packers and Eagles? 30 teams in the NFL again. It's like the 90s all over again. 30 teams.
I don't root for anyone to die.
Mm.
How dare you, Josh?
Well, except for, you know, bad.
I don't
bad
either. People. For the record, I don't want anyone to die. I just want the Eagles to lose that game. That's what I'm rooting
for. You want more easier teams and less tougher opponents?
No.
For your Cowboys?
Definitely not.
Dallas could play a kindergarten class in the playoffs, and they'll still lose.
No, they'll win in the first round sometimes.
That's why I predicted them to go to Germany to play Carolina, because then they could show Germany what a worldwide embarrassment they can be.
Nice, Joey. I've got
just,
a message.
Just think about that. Just think about that, John.
I've got a message from one of the persons that I mentioned about bongs. I will not be reading this message, though.
We don't need any self-incrimination.
Yeah. By the way, Corey follows up and says, I have. So Corey has used a bong before.
You lawbreaker! Can't believe it. We associate with people that break the law so willingly.
John's going to call
brazenly.
The cops on our YouTube comment section. Officer! His name is Corey.
Douglas County Sheriffs, we have a friend of the Grum named Corey who smokes out of a bong or inhales or ejects or whatever they do with a bong.
Where do you put those again?
Please go to that person's house, wherever they might be.
Log on to the
internet. His name is Corey. He listens to the Grum. He can only be one of them.
It's youtube.com/1620thezone. You can start there. Thank you all.
We must stop these lawbreakers. Still to come.
Yeah.
Max Olson will join us. But coming up, Brian Kelly had some interesting comments earlier this week that some folks in the college football stratosphere aren't happy with.
One of our listeners sent four paragraphs on the matter, so I guess I'll be reading those too.
Okay. Yeah. Next on 1620 The Zone.